If you've dabbled in social media advertising and had no idea what you're doing, you may have found yourself completely overwhelmed with the best targeting strategies to ensure the best results. For example, Facebook asks you for 25 keywords. But which keywords do you choose? Where do you even start? Today, I'm chatting with Petru Iacob, who established the platform Audiencer.io to help you through this exact issue. They compile data that offers you a full list of audience interests, allowing you to hand select the best options for your marketing campaign. Now, to accompany this episode, Petru has kindly offered to provide a demo in the Marketing and Me community Facebook group. Check out the show notes at marketingandme.com.au for a link. But for now, let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I run a health and wellness copywriting agency while also offering content marketing training. So whether you're keen to outsource or DIY, my team at Right Time Marketing is here for you. Either way, we'll ensure your message is seen and heard by your ideal client. If you're keen to connect, feel free to book a free 15-minute chat after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today, I'm joined by my guest, Petru Iacob. Welcome, Petru.
Hello.
Great to have you here, all the way in the outside of the world. Whereabouts are you again? I forget.
I'm based in Romania.
In Romania, that's right. So it's 4 o'clock p.m. here and it's 7 a.m. there. We made the time thing work. But I thought, yeah, Petru has awesome stuff to share. So he's been in the marketing world since 2008, first as a web developer and then as an entrepreneur selling own-made software products. And we're going to talk about, Audiencer.io, which we'll go into in a minute. But first of all, could you share a little bit more about your business journey? What brought you to where you are today?
Yeah, so it's a bit funny. It's actually 2005, if I recall correctly, because I was still in college. And yeah, I started being an IT guy. I started with freelancing projects, and then it turned into a full-time thing. So basically, starting 2005-06, I increased it step by step. You know, I wasn't a full-time working full-time since 2005. But basically, I was a web developer for many years, and I had worked on lots of projects, mainly SaaS businesses for clients. And at some point, I realized I want more, and I have ideas, and I want to implement them, and started working on my own projects. And I remember back in like 2014. I first started with Facebook ads because at that point I had a software. I still have it. It's a software that generates those countdown timers you can place on your pages. Yeah, because at that time I had a client that used to have me built. This is before ClickFunnels existed and all that, and I had to design all of those landing pages. And basically, for every offer, we needed a countdown. So I had to build this over and over and over again, and it became boring. So I built my own software to deal with it. But surprisingly, nobody came to buy it because this thinking of build something, then people will come and buy it from you is just wrong. So I had to dive into marketing. I had to discover Facebook ads, and I had my first blocked account in 2014. This is how it started, and then After retiring, project after project, I kept working on the marketing side of things. And I went through a lot of courses, like copywriting courses and all that stuff. Yeah. And this project, AudienceR, started back in 2018. Basically, at that point, I was still learning Facebook ads and all this. And I remember I was in a group and someone was talking about targeting. And until then, I was targeting just random stuff I could think of. And I remember someone mentioning you can target Russell Brunson and Frank Kern on Facebook. And it got me curious. I mean, how can you even come up with these ideas? Like, where do you get them from? So I went on and checked the APIs, and I saw there's a possibility you can actually check for interests and get a lot more results than get on the ads manager, because in the ads manager you're limited to 25. Yeah, so this is how AudienceR started, and it had its first proper launch with affiliates and all that back in 2019. So it's 3 years old now.
Very, very cool. So yeah. Tell us more. What is it? What is AudienceR, and how does it work exactly?
Yeah, so AudienceR is a little tool that helps Facebook advertisers discover interests to target with their ads. So it is a keyword discovery tool. Yeah, the data is from the APIs directly, basically, but with a twist, because AudienceR learns from its users. So it's a community-driven intelligence software. And basically, whatever you search, whatever you find useful for your projects, AudienceR learns from that. So at this point, it has over 300,000 data points that it crunches. And on Facebook, the users, well, by the way, we have like 6,000 users until now. And these users have discovered over 200,000 interests. So there's a big pool of keywords you can target in Facebook. If you ever thought that just typing in there and seeing 20 results is enough, it's not. I mean, it's just the smallest of the smallest tip of the iceberg. So yeah, AudienceR organizes all of these 200,000 keywords into niches. So basically, instead of having to waste a lot of time looking for keywords, looking for stuff to target, looking for those brands, those personalities, those magazines, those whatever in your industry, basically with AudienceR, you just need to go in and type your niche, and then you're going to see lots of results in there.
It's very cool. And so where do all these keywords come from? Is it from when people just write a post, it kind of picks up from posts, it pick up from hashtags? Where does it pick them up from?
I mean, this is internal stuff of Facebook. Nobody knows it. But what I think it is basically they identify topics. Like if you post an image, they have this AI, like you have lots of apps right now that replace your eyes, replace your lips, do whatever, lip sync. And they have this AI thing going and identifying topics on every post, every post, basically. So if you post something about with a puppy and I click like on it or I comment or something, then Facebook is automatically thinking they're identifying the topic of the image. So in this case you posted something with a dog, and then it assigns me that dog's interest because I engaged with it. So and apart from this, there's a recency thing, because if you go to facebook.com/ads/preference, I think it's the URL, you see a full list of all the interests you can be targeted for, but some of them are so unrelated that you don't even know why they're there. Like I have interests from the startup world that's something I was interested in like in 2010. So yeah, that has nothing to do with me right now in 2022. But it does have to do with me in the past. So they have this full list, like for me, for you, and for anyone who has been active on Facebook, I think there are like over 200 interests they can target you for, with. And there's that recency thing. Like if you're interested in finding, some new pair of boots for hiking, then that's going to be the keyword you're going to see ads for right now. Like whatever you've been doing on the internet in the past 14 days is going to impact the ads you're seeing.
Yeah, because yeah, you always have that thing where you're like having a conversation with someone about something and suddenly ads pop up that exact thing.
Yeah, nothing to probably do with you messenger Googled it. Listening.
Yeah, you probably Googled it or something. And so it's just then that's just part of it. I know that I get, I somehow don't get Facebook ads. I don't know how. I just don't.
Really?
I get recommended for you. Think that I don't get actual ads. I get them on Instagram, so I know what they look like. So on Instagram, for example, I've seen clothing ones pop up and I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting because I've only just started buying stuff online from an online store. Maybe that's why. And also it obviously picks up that I'm a business owner because then a business it was for like a monthly business women pack thing subscription. Mm-hmm. That popped up. I'm like, actually, yeah, that's something I'm interested in. However, there was an ad that popped up, which was for who gives a crap toilet paper. So I don't know what that one's saying.
Yeah,
I definitely wasn't searching for toilet paper online.
Yeah, I mean, most of the times their ads are fairly targeted, even though I remember I saw an interview at some point with someone from Facebook saying more than 50% of their ads do not meet the intended, the targeted people.
Wow, okay.
That's frightening, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're investing a lot of money.
If you think about it, even if you have like a killer offer, if you have the best message, but if you don't show it to the right people, the ads aren't going to be effective. And if you keep doing this, then Facebook is going to lower your rankings and everything they have on the back end of things, and you don't see. And eventually you're going to be kicked off the platform because this is, they do this periodically. Like they clean the bottom, like 10% of the accounts because they want to work only with the high performance accounts. So yeah, so sometimes it's a good thing, but when you see that message that you cannot advertise, it's frustrating.
Wow. Yeah. So Audiencer helps with that because you make sure that it's a lot more targeted, so a lot more success. Yeah.
Audiencer gives you a lot more keywords to pull from. Like, if
focused,
you only have
right?
like random,
yeah, more focused, mm-hmm. more focused. It's more,
yeah. Because if you go to the ads manager and you don't really. You don't know your niche, like you don't fully understand it, even though you should. But let's assume like you're a freelancer or an agency. You just onboarded a new client, and you want to target, and you are, let's say, in the dogs niche, and you just type in dogs in there. This dog's interest has like 500 million people attached to it. So it's likely that not all of those are actually dog owners or dog trainers or whoever you're targeting. So in this case, you want to go for something that's more on the side of industry slang. You know, like if you're targeting dog trainers, you won't want to hit keywords, very broad keywords like dogs. You maybe want to hit something like clicker training or obedience training or something that's actually related to them and they understand and only they use, you know. But you don't want to go crazy narrow because Facebook also needs space. Because of the thing I talked in the beginning with you having hundreds of interests attached to it and Facebook actually over attributing stuff to people even though they were in that industry or had that interest like 10 years ago. So Facebook needs this space to work with, and you don't want to go too narrow.
Yeah. Okay. So with the audience, so that's like a step one. You find the keywords and then you go over to the ads. You don't build the, you don't set up the ads in audience, do you? That's just purely for the research, get the right keyword tools. Then you go into Facebook.
So audience is purely for finding keywords. It it doesn't even ask for access to your ads or anything like that. So you just log in with Facebook, so you have that token, so audience can query from the APIs.
Brilliant. So yeah, you do the research, and then you know that you're a lot more targeted. And so can you tell us a little bit more about the Facebook bidding algorithm, how that works? You mentioned it was unstable. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's always like that because, and first of all, it's secret. I mean, nobody knows for sure. I'm pretty sure not even the guys at Facebook, many of them don't know how it works because it's very dynamic. It's very machine learning oriented. So you can bid, like if you're in the marketing industry, you can bid against shoes companies, you can bid against companies that sell dog products, because like I said in the beginning, you're attributed many interests and you live a complex life. Like you have a marketing job, but you do also have kids and are on the market for finding stuff to buy for the kids. Maybe you have a dog, you need to buy food for the dog. Maybe you want to go on a hiking journey and you want to get new boots. So if I am bidding for your eyes, let's say, and I'm with Audiencer, I may be, even though the hiking stuff and the baby stuff aren't in my industry directly, I am competing against those for that spot on your newsfeed. So it's very dynamic and it's very hard to tell how it's going to impact you in the end, because maybe at this time I'm bidding and I'm getting a good score and having my ads shown, but then I get a big competitor with a new campaign wasting lots of money to get data and to learn about their audience, and I'm being kicked off that side of the audience. So there's many things that can impact, and it's not always bugs. And people complain about Facebook being shaky and having issues, which is true. Like many times it does happen with Facebook. You get to see like funky data and not making any sense in the ads manager. And speaking of the ads manager, you know, the updates with the iOS and the all of that storm that's been in 2021, people started to use third-party tools to fix their reporting. But this is a sword with two blades, or how I say it, because it's not only the reporting, because most people use conversion ads. And with conversion ads, Facebook needs data to actually optimize, because if you see an ad and click and purchase, and then Facebook doesn't know that you purchased, then it doesn't know to how to optimize and who to show the ads to. Because if it considers you haven't purchased and you're type X, let's say, then Facebook is not going to show my ads to other type X people, because it considers they won't buy. So it's going to shift my ads to a different audience, then to a new audience, and to a new audience. And because of this, it's going to end up thinking the ads aren't that great. So it's not only whatever you want to see in the ads manager. And if you fix this and get a third-party tool, then you still have to push data to Facebook. Because it's on one side, it's the reporting side that you see and you take action, like you shut down an ad set or a campaign. But then Facebook has to optimize and work with that data, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you can only do so much. The thing is as well, like, yes, maybe I've shown interest in hiking in the past, but I don't plan to do it till the end of the year. So if an ad was to come up for that, it will just kind of go, yeah, cool, right person, but it'll just bounce off me because I'm not interested in boots right now. I'll do that later in the year. So you don't know the person's circumstance either. It's just a little a gamble.
Even weather influences us. I don't know if you knew this. I mean, I read about a company shutting down ads where the weather wasn't that great. So if you have access to this kind of weather data and you're like in the United States and there's a big, I don't know, big bad storm hitting Florida, you can shut down the ads in Florida, because when it's sunny outside, people are definitely have a different mood comparing to when it's cloudy. And
if it is rainy, that's when people are more likely to do online shopping because they don't want to leave the house and want something, new clothing or something to brighten up their day or whatever. And so I guess I want to ask you the best interest to target. Like, do you come up with, here's the core, like you said, the niche, and then go, all right, just plug that in and then just see what comes up. And then you go, all right, this is most relevant. This is most specific. Let's go with that. And then I guess you just give it a go, right? And then if you don't get results, you try something else.
Yeah, definitely. Like the ultimate test is not what you think; it's what the market thinks. But unfortunately, it happens that sometimes the same keyword works great, and then other times it doesn't perform. Like I said, it's very dynamic and it's forever floating. But in general, this is the process. Like, you discover keywords and just test them. And the point is to find those winning combinations of the right copy with the right audience, because for some people react to some messaging, some people react to other messaging. So you kind of have to have many things in place, like different angles ready for testing, different creatives are very important. And especially if you're using video, you have to mix the creative side with the copy, because people are going to click play on that video. And if they're not engaged in the first seconds, then you're going to lose them.
Yeah, very true. And what and just as well for listeners, we have got a demo on how to use Audiencer in the Facebook group. So for those who I don't know if you've been following me in my Facebook group, the Marketing Me podcast, but I've actually closed it now and I've merged my meetup, which was called the Hills District Business Empowerment Network, a nice mouthful. I've renamed it the Marketing and Me Meetup. And so I'm now streamlining my podcast and my meetup together. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/MMMeetup, so MMMEETUP, and you can see the demo that Petra's put together on how to use Audiencer. It's just much easier. I know I'm a visual person with this kind of thing. I've seen a demo. So if you kind of confuse how it all works, you can check it out there. And obviously, join the group if you haven't already. So I want to ask as well, I always ask my guests these questions, Petru, and one of them is, what's the best form of marketing for your business?
It's mixed. It's never consistent. Like, sometimes it's ads. Right now I'm touring. I'm partnering up with people who already have access to my audience, like people with other apps, with Shopify apps, with other SaaS businesses, courses. Yeah. So people who already have a commercial relationship, Russell Brunson calls this the Dream 100. Like, those 100 people you'd partner up with. Like, if you are in the e-com industry, then your top one guy would be Bezos, probably, because he owns Amazon. And if you know him and do a business partnership with them, and he dumps all of your products at the top of Amazon, then you're going to sell a lot. Yeah. So this is the thing behind the Dream 100. The challenge is to find those people that already have email lists, products sold in your industry to your possible clients.
Yeah, well, I'm finding my collaboration partners with the agencies, the website designers, the SEO people, like, I'm getting recurring work from them. You just form these connections and then it just all flows. Love it. And so how do you take care of your health and wellness?
Yeah, this is also funny because until almost a year ago, I was totally against going to the gym, and now I go, at least 5 times a week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, big change.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Total shift, like 180 degrees. Yeah. So I'm, I think this is the one thing I'm doing right now for my wellness.
And what made you change your mind about the gym?
I don't know. I just went on and tried it.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it was like, let me just change something.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. And how can people connect with you?
Via email, petro@audiencerpartnership.com.
Excellent. Thank you. That's been really great. It's just for anyone who is looking into Facebook ads like this, if you want to make sure they're as effective as possible, you want to have the right keywords. So check out audiencer.io and just have a go at it or pass it on to whoever is managing your ads. So we had Mia last week. She does this kind of stuff in campaigns. Someone, if you've got someone like that to look at this, it's a fantastic tool. And like I said, the demo will be in the Facebook group. So thank you, Petra. I will talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes to the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoy listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating or review via your podcast platform of choice. And grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247, or you can book in a free 15-minute chat, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.